This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Don't worry, we got a whole hour left. 877-377-4373 is the number. I'm in such a good mood tonight. I'm even taking phone calls. Look, I'm excited about this. This breaking news that the fourth vaccine, it's available. It just wanes really quickly. I'm excited because that means there's going to be a fifth, and I'm going to line up and take it, and then a sixth, and a seventh, and an eighth, and a ninth, and a tenth, until my heart just explodes. I'm just going to be a walking blood clot. It's going to be fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Oh, speaking of fantastic, I'm never going to stop getting over this. I'm not sure about this yet, fellas. We might have to add this permanently to my heavenly soundboard here. Are we going to call her a journalist? Her name's Taylor Lorenz. She's from the Washington Post. We played it the other night. I'm sorry. I can't stop laughing when I hear it. This is a human being who is walking filth. And I mean, this is a human being who has gone after the children of politicians she doesn't like. I mean, just a really, really bad person. She's gotten people fired. And now, since people are being mean to her, she feels like she's being bullied.
I've had to remove every single social tie. I had severe PTSD from this. I contemplated suicide. It got really bad. You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life. And it's so isolating.
And terrifying.
It's horrifying. I'm so sorry. It's overwhelming. It's really hard.
It's so hard, guys. Why can't... See, this is the thing about journalists in America. And there are a lot of reasons for this. Obviously, all journalism schools are communist filth. We know that sucks. And our laws are absurd in this country. The protections we have for journalists, especially from things like lawsuits, are way over the top. They're completely out of line. And because of that, we have all these people who think because they're air fingers, quote, journalists, they should be allowed to destroy anybody they want. And it should be a one-way street. Well, yes, I exposed this person and got this person fired and destroyed this person's life. Hey, they're coming after me. They're aghast that those barrels would ever start aiming back the other direction. It's hilarious. I'm sorry, Chris. If we could find a way to liquefy this so I could just wake up every morning and grab a needle and inject it into my veins, I'd be a rich man.
I've had to remove every single social tie. I had severe PTSD from this. I contemplated suicide. It got real.
Severe PTSD. Oh, shut up, you loser. Let's get to some emails before we get to the phone calls. 877-377-4373. Journalist Jesse. That's one of the funniest things I've heard on radio in a long time. Keep up the work. Look. When I have to put on my journalist hat, it is my obligation as a journalist to give you a heads up when it's coming.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
Just what I can do for other people. Lawrence in Idaho, go.
Hey, Jesse. So if the Republicans are able to take the House and Senate this year in the midterms and they oust Joe Biden, what are the odds or chances of them trying to be able to also get rid of Dome with our disasters at the border and everything else, and then all of a sudden you have Republicans lining up for the White House?
All right. No, it's not a bad question, and we've all thought it, but let's always make sure we keep our feet firmly grounded in reality. Republicans may be improving, but they're still Republicans, okay? They're not anti-communists yet. I do think, and I've talked to several members of Congress I know personally, I think there's an outstanding chance that Mayorkas, DHS Secretary Mayorkas, that he gets impeached. He will likely get impeached and removed if Republicans hold the House and Senate. Joe Biden's not getting removed. Dome's not getting removed either.
Should they? Sure. But look, these are still Republicans we're talking about here, Lawrence. They're still Republicans. Leonardo in Jersey, go.
If they impeach Mayorkas, they'll send him back to Cuba. He'll become president. He'll replace Fidel Castro's brother. I wanted to say that dime, Selena Zito, she really knows how to cook Italian food, putting the veal and the hot sausage in there. And I wanted to say one thing about hydrochloroquine. All it is synthetic quinine. And Marines told me years ago to drink quinine water. You could buy it at every grocery store. It's tonic water. Goes good with Jim Beam.
My man. Jackie, go.
Hey, San Diego, we have hope. We do have hope. It depends on you, though. We have Peck, Jonathan Peck. He is our constitutional Christian candidate running for sheriff in San Diego.
Hold on. What's his name, Jackie? Hold on. What's his name? Jonathan Peck?
Jonathan Peck.
Okay. Jonathan Peck. There you go. Johnny in Jersey, go.
Yeah, Jesse, people that deal with the opiates that are purchasing it, they have to realize that fentanyl is measured by the microgram. That's one thousandth of a milligram.
Mm-hmm.
They make counterfeit Roxyset pills to 30 milligrams with an M on them. But if you're getting any of them and you don't see it come from the drugstore, I would never accept that anybody take that for any reason at all. The counterfeit drugs are using fentanyl, and that's why people are overdosing, because they don't have tolerances for such a high dose of an opiate.
Here, you know, you want to hear something wild? So we know fentanyl it's poison. It'll get you extremely high and then murder you. Your heart will explode. Remember, that's what St. George Floyd was on when he died. He was on fentanyl. Look, this is a common thing. It comes from China. Of course, our natural enemy would be poisoning our country. And it comes in through Mexico. But when it comes in through Mexico, a lot of the drugs are, and I admit, I'm not exactly that up on the drug scene. I'm telling you what I know from guys I know. They mix and make and grow a lot of the drugs in the United States of America. Don't ask me how they make things with fentanyl. I have no idea. I have no earthly idea. This is way beyond. I'm not druggy Jesse. Okay, I can't help you out there. But I will tell you this. There are cartels in Mexico, cartel bosses in Mexico, who will go and have already gone, killed their people in the United States of America for using too much fentanyl because it's killing their customer base. How about that? Fentanyl. I keep calling it fentanyl. You know what? I'm calling it fentanyl. It's my show. Fentanyl. Fentanyl is so deadly. It's so brutal. Cartel bosses don't want you using it. I saw a story on the news the other day, and it wasn't national news, so you know it was probably true. It was local news. Local news actually is underrated in this country. It's outstanding. They're making Tylenol-looking pills out of the stuff, just like basic Advil-type stuff. I had to tell my boys are 11 and 13, you know, and they're just now getting into drugs. I'm kidding. They obviously don't do any drugs, but they're 11 and 13, but I had to pull them aside the other day, and I said, I have to talk to you guys about drugs, and they kind of gave me the, Dad, oh, come on, and I'm like, no, I know you guys don't use drugs. I don't want you taking an ibuprofen from a buddy because you banged your knee or something like that out there right now. Unless you're getting it straight out of the bottle somewhere. It's dangerous, man. It's dangerous. That stuff's scary. Jesse, the more I listen to you, I've noticed how humble you are. Man, you know what? That is so true, Chris. What? It is true. Anyway, I've never heard you once take credit for something that wasn't yours or be about yourself. Exactly. And I never would. See, look. So this OK groomer and calling communists pedophiles is really starting to take off. I love it. I think you deserve the credit for the origin and the spread. He says, Chris, it's OK. And his name is Eric. Look, obviously I am a loud anti-communist voice, but there are a few of us. All right. It's certainly not just me, nor do I care. I mean, I don't give a crap about credit for anything. I care about defeating communists. I don't need credit. I don't want credit. I got all the credit in the world by my own gigantic ego. I give myself what, Chris? I give myself all the credit in the world. Remember, 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Florida lawmaker wants to ban transgender drugs for transgender drugs and surgery. I read that wrong. For minors. Isn't it so wild we live in a country where that has to be banned? Isn't that crazy? We actually have to consider, and it'll be controversial, to pass laws that say, oh, actually, no, you shouldn't lop a 12-year-old's Johnson off. That is amazing. What a terrible fall for a country. How did we let these nutballs take over this place? All right. 877-377-4373. I'll get to some more emails. I'll get back to this montage with the nutball teachers. We got a bunch of stuff still to come. Before we get to that, I brought it up earlier in the show, the MyPillow thing. I meant what I said. These companies, these corporations that are constantly knifing us in the back, they have us in a situation where we have to seek out companies that agree with us and fight for us, and there aren't that many of them. So when you get a company like MyPillow that fights as hard as Mike Lindell does over there at MyPillow, man, it's more than just the best bedding around. It's a company we should support. Honestly, if their products sucked, I would say we should support them. But instead, it's a bunch of made in the USA stuff that's outstanding. And they have Giza Dream Sheets on sale right now for 60% off. 60. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and when you use the promo code Jesse, you get them 60% off. I recommend buying two sets. Like I said, I've told you that for a long time. Then you always have one set on the bed with the others in the wash. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or maybe you're driving around. 800-845-0544. 800-845-0544.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I have to catch up on some emails here because, man, I have been really, really, really. You know what? Hold on. Before I get to the emails, we do have a little follow-up because, as everyone knows by this point in time, this is basically my favorite soundbite from the soundboard thing.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
You don't know what a no-fly zone will mean. Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean,
of course.
Conventional war with Russia.
Listen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, the fellas dug up a little part of her interview with Tucker Carlson, and man, it really adds to it.
And we know that he's heavily... How many nuclear weapons, by the way, does Russia have? Do you know?
Many.
Many.
Only 6,000 is enough.
Is the guess. One is enough, that, and that's a fair answer.
One is enough.
So are we concerned at all that he might use a nuclear weapon against the United States? Is that a concern? Is that something that you consider as you recommend these policies?
Of course.
Hi, handsome. I found your podcast 6 months ago and have listened religiously ever since. My question is partly an admission. I've heard a ton of people comparing you to Rush Limbaugh, which I have said is ridiculous, by the way. And here's the admission. I've never heard any of his material. Since I'm the, quote, I'll make up my own mind about things kind of girl, where would I go find out for myself? I was born and raised very conservatively in Northwest Arkansas. 11 years after graduating high school, I decided I wanted to be a nurse, completed all prerequisites in the RN program without gobbling up the ever-redundant wokeness. I stayed strong and proud to say I'm an unvaccinated ER-registered nurse. Says I can say her name. Her name is Lacey. She says, thank you for keeping things in perspective. My 13-year-old daughter loves hearing you yammer. What, Chris? It's fine. We can joke. Okay. Man, okay, so she graduated in nursing. You really never heard Rush Limbaugh's stuff? You know, we're not going to pass judgment. We're not going to pass judgment. Fellas, they can still get all Rush Limbaugh's stuff on iHeart, right? Or at least on Rush Limbaugh's old website, I'm sure. Will you find out? Will you check and make sure? Look, I want you to understand, I didn't know Rush Limbaugh personally, but it was just one of those things where he was so big, and I just assumed everyone knew him. You'll find out when you go download some old Rush Limbaugh and listen. You'll find out why he was so big. A couple things. One, Limbaugh was a great storyteller. Two, Limbaugh was funny. And I'm a huge believer in funny. And this is why. It's not just because I like to laugh or like to make other people laugh. When you can sprinkle in humor, it keeps people listening. Like, let's say what, Chris? Okay, Chris said a quick Google search, you'll find it. It'll all be on there. Let's say, this is obviously not, but let's say I'm the smartest person on the planet, especially when it comes to things about the right and what the right should do and things we should say and all these. Let's say I'm not, clearly, as you know, but let's say I was. What if I was the smartest person on the planet? And Premier came to me and said, hey, Jesse, you're so smart. We want you to do this 3-hour radio show because you're the smartest. Okay, good. Awesome. Good deal. But what if I sat down every night? It's a 3-hour show, right? What if I sat down every night and did you know that the thing we have to say about the comet is what if I spoke like that all night long? No jokes, no fart sounds, no BAR, no Frito Bandito, no joking with people, no laughing, no nothing. What if it was just like this every night? What good would it do? It wouldn't do any good because you wouldn't listen. It has to be entertaining enough to keep people listening or the good you're doing doesn't do any good. And that's what Rush Limbaugh was better at than anyone who's ever done it. It was entertaining. That's what it was. It was entertaining. So while you're listening, you're laughing, you're also learning things. That's what he could do. And he could do that in a way that no one's ever done it and no one ever will be able to do it. It's actually my frustration with, you know how much I love history, right? Everyone knows I'm a history geek. I love history. Should be noted for you history lovers, there's an above average, no guarantees, but there's an above average chance we'll have another history podcast at the end of this weekend ready. But anyway, you know I love history, but one of my biggest frustrations is this. I don't just love telling it. I consume it every way I can. I read the books. I watch documentaries. I listen to podcasts. But you, all these history podcasts, with the exception of a few, obviously a few really big ones, Dan Carlin's is great and whatnot, but most of these history podcasts, they're people who know so much about history, and it can even be some fascinating topic you really want to know about. And you sit down and you look at the title of the podcast, and it's Tunnel Rats of Vietnam, some of the most underrated warriors ever. I mean, if I see something on Tunnel Rats, I'm watching it. I'm reading it. I just think it's so uniquely terrifying to me that it interests me. So immediately you download a podcast. Oh, cool, Tunnel Rats. And then this is what you get. Some guy who knows everything. But and then in 1974, the Tunnel Rats would go down and he would use it. It's. I understand everyone has different skill sets. And some people can't tell a story or can't entertain. I get that. It's no big deal. You are what God made you. At least attempt to put some effort into making it entertaining. Having all the knowledge in the world doesn't do any good if you're so boring no one will listen. That's why Rush Limbaugh was great. That's why. Uniquely great, in my opinion. I made your burgers this weekend and they were great. My wife, Dominican, he says, kept trying to tell me to use a Bodo and add more seasoning to them, but I stood strong against her beaming Latina eyes. I ate them just how your recipe calls for and tried one with green chilies per a suggestion from a previous show. Both phenomenal. He said it's okay to use their names. He says, I told Jovi, my wife, to stick to chicken, rice, and beans and I'll worry about the red meat. And his name is Paul. Paul, you actually told a Latina woman to stick to chicken, rice, and beans? Fellas, I believe we have his full name in this email. Can we go ahead and get a hold of the cops and put out an APB on Paul? He may no longer be with us. You said that to a Latina woman? Paul's gone. Thanks for listening, Paul. It was an honor. All right, we're not near done yet. We got more emails. Let's get to some calls. 877-377-4373. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and never fear, before I get back to the emails, we have more good news for you, some bad news for you. Let's keep in mind, Joe Biden's got this.
It's simply not true that my administration or policies are holding back domestic energy production. Number one, no more subsidies for fossil fuel industry, no more drilling on federal lands, no more drilling, including offshore, no ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period.
None of this is his fault. None of this is his fault. Did you see? Look, obviously it's been a rough week, if you will, for Disney. Now, it's all self-inflicted, and it should be, and you shouldn't buy their products, shouldn't go to the park. It's all self-inflicted, but been a bit of a rough week, right? Not only do you come out in favor of child grooming, people are now releasing inside video of your highest corporate executives talking about how excited they are to continue the child grooming in film and at the parks. We have now multiple arrests of people, employees at Disney, for child predator actions. And so, look, I fully acknowledge this. I sometimes don't have the best timing in the world. All right, sometimes my timing's a little off, especially when it comes to personal interactions. I'll say jokes at perhaps a time where it's not the time to say a joke. Now, shut up, Chris. Everyone's done it once or twice. But still, I mean, there's bad timing, and then there's this announcement. Mickey Mouse can start hugging again at Disney parks. Disney. I know we're on bad terms, right? I don't like you. You don't like me, but pull up a chair here real quick. Just pull up a chair. Do you think now is the time to announce that you're going to increase the physical interaction between your children or your park employees and the children out there? Do you think now is the time? I think maybe Disney should maintain the whole social distancing thing forever at this point in time, because now I'm entirely convinced they're flat out recruiting at this place. All right, 877-377-4373 is the number. Look, what we were talking about earlier, in case you missed it at the beginning of the show, I was talking about how this is great because I've never seen a moment like this where the communists are on their heels on an issue and scared, legitimately scared. These people, they are worried about this pedophile groomer accusation because it's true. It's all over the place. Remember, these are the teachers. There's I could play you 1,000 of these.
They're students as early as kindergarten who are identifying as non-gender conforming, non-binary, transgender. And so because they're in our school, they're in our classrooms, then that becomes a responsibility on the adults to say, okay, I have a student who identifies this way. And so it's my responsibility to make sure the classroom is inviting to them.
As a preschool teacher, a drag king, and as a member of the LGBTQ community, how do I feel about the new legislations for like the Don't Say Gay bill or the reporting of transgender kids? And while I don't see things like that too much in preschool, my opinion on it is that I don't care what the government tells me to do. I am going to do what I think is best.
Yeah, she's a freak, and they're scared to death of it.
I want everyone to focus on what she is accusing people of here. There it is. She said the quiet part loud. If you don't agree with the bill, you are actively cultivating young children to sexually abuse them. Everything you don't like is the work of this nefarious cabal of pedophiles who are literally attempting to institutionalize systematic sexual molestation of children. If you're a Democrat, you're either a pedophile or a pedophile sympathizer.
Oh, are you being given a label that you think is unfair? Man, that's too bad.
They want white supremacy by ventriloquist effect. There is a black mouth moving, but a white idea through the running on the runway of the tongue of a figure who justifies and legitimates the white supremacist practices.
You have had others who have openly embraced white supremacy.
I think the Republican Party is sort of this extremist, anti-science, nativist, embracing white supremacist, insurrectionist party at this point.
White nationalists, anarchists, whatever in this country that are using mask mandates and a public health crisis to sort of wage chaos.
Domestic terrorism from white supremacists is the most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland.
What I know is the law, and what I know is what white people are willing to do to defend white supremacy.
Like the roots of the anti-abortion movement, these bans are rooted in patriarchy and white supremacy.
Oh, you don't like the label groomer? That's too bad. I feel horrible for you. Let's go to Radio Joe in St. Louis. Go, boss.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing, buddy? Listen, these people are really sick, man. I cannot believe how sick they are. But I wanted to let you know that I love your show, love your content. I am a loyal listener, and you're doing a great job, buddy.
Shoot, that ain't bad. Thanks, Joe. How about that? Alex in St. Louis. Go.
Hey, Jesse. About the hiring issues going on, mm-hmm. I work in pest control, and we have been so short-staffed for the last 2 years that we have most of our guys working at least 1 to 2 full days of overtime.
Good
nonstop.
Grief. Okay, Alex, stay with me for a second because I want to walk myself and everyone else through this here. 2 years ago, obviously, okay, so that's a COVID thing. Now, how does the process work when people, you're obviously putting out ads, you want to hire people. Are they not showing up for interviews at all? Do they show up and find out they're not going to be millionaires and don't come back? How does it work?
So during the pandemic, the people were signing up to show up for interviews and they weren't even showing up because they were getting unemployment. And then once everything calmed down with the unemployment, we just have people that they're showing up and they see a day's worth of work and they don't want to do it. They'd rather find a cushy desk job. Or we find out after a day or two that they're not going to pass a background check. And those are the ones that actually want to work.
Hang in there, my brother. Hang in there. Thank you. I keep hearing this is that people aren't even showing up. Chris, do you have that clip I sent you? We're going to play it. We don't have time this segment because it's a little long. But we just got... Look, I hate to break some news again. No, I'm not doing it again. But I hate to break some news again, but we just got some audio of an exchange on the Senate floor from today that is... Wow. So you're going to want to hang on to this. Ooh, look, there's a valuable lesson to be learned from this audio we're about to play for you. We're going to have to hang on just a second here. This past Thursday, you talked about creating your own economy, including our own money guys. By the way, in case you missed it, I was lamenting the fact that even lots of, you know, money guys out there, and it's understandable, you got to go where you make money. If you're a money guy, people are giving you money and they expect a return on it. And if you don't give them a return on it, they're going to go find a different one, which leaves you stuck investing in companies you don't want. Anyway, he goes on to say, as a money guy, it's a results business. If we cut out Disney, Google, Facebook, Amazon, etc., we wouldn't have anywhere to put any money. I don't like using BlackRock because they're an evil company, but cutting out all the individual companies is almost impossible. But we really need to build everything from scratch. And look, he's right. I totally sympathize. We're going to have to build it from scratch. All right. You want some audio that is vicious in a great way? I'm going to play that for you, and we'll get to headlines I didn't get to in a second. But remember first what our commitment is for the weekend, right? Me too. I'm pointing fingers right back at me. I got other stuff I got to do this weekend. We're all going to practice for 10 minutes with our Mantis X system, right? Mantis X. You know, the one the Marines use, the one the Special Forces guys use, attaches right to your weapon, whatever your weapon is, the one that lets you dry fire practice inside your home, and it actually gives you feedback. They're putting you through drills. They're improving your technique. It does work. It is amazing. Go to MantisX.com and get military-grade technology delivered to your home so you can go to the range in your living room. Sitting at your dining room table without firing a shot, wasting a dime on a bullet. MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. We'll be right back with some of the best audio ever.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. And then, look, we're going to come back tomorrow. I know everyone thought I was going to actually retire and go take over the CEO position of Red Lobster. And while I'd love to, I would eat way too many Cheddar Bay biscuits. Now, before I get to headlines I didn't get to, I do want to play this little exchange because we just got it. Senator Joni Ernst, she had the opportunity today in the Senate to interrogate one of Biden's nominees. She got to ask this nominee some questions, all right? Now, this is a little long, but I want you to sit back and enjoy.
Ms. Geer, as you stated in your written testimony, you believe one reason you should be confirmed to serve in the TVA, the Tennessee Valley, is because of your ability to, quote, build relationships and work together, end quote. Is that correct?
Thank you, Senator. Yes, that is correct.
And you believe civility is a fundamental aspect of your role on the Tennessee Valley Board, if confirmed?
I absolutely do, Senator.
Yes, and thank you for answering those questions honestly, and I think it appears to be a recent sentiment. If you'll take a look at the tweet that we also found, that's me with darker hair, much shorter, in 2015. So you can see that Beth Geer tweeted out at Fox News and at Senator Joni Ernst, hideous. Can you explain that tweet?
You know what, fellas? Keep going. I want the uncomfortable silence. Go ahead, and as long as you have it there, keep going, because the uncomfortable, I'm so uncomfortable right now that I feel like everyone is. Please keep it playing.
Can you explain that tweet?
I can't read it. I apologize. That's not a way of getting out of answering the question. But what
I just read it to you.
Well, I heard that. Sorry. But what was the quote?
The quote is, the new Republican Congress also understands how difficult these past 6 years have been, from my State of the Union response.
And well, I apologize if I offended you, and I appreciate your bringing it to my attention. And I do, in fact, believe that civility is key, and I'm sorry that I did not demonstrate that in your opinion with that tweet.
So, Ms. Geer, we'll go back to the tweet. Maybe you've had time to refresh your memory a little bit. And I'm not sure if you've made a habit of calling women that disagree with you hideous or if it was simply an exception. But please let me be very clear. I stand by everything that I said in my State of the Union response back in 2015. Folks, this tweet is from 2015. I've heard a lot about tweets in the former administration. This is prior to that. This is not Iowa Nice, folks. And I'm calling you out.
Let it be a lesson for everybody. Be very, very careful who you blast publicly. Privately, you can say a lot of things. You go after somebody publicly, as I have warned several times, whether it be on social media or otherwise. You go after somebody publicly. You embarrass somebody publicly. They don't forget about it. All right, one last call, and it's just because she's from Alabama. Jillian from Mobile, go.
Hey, Jesse, I get so angry.
Hold on, Jillian. What part of Mobile are you from?
Really deep down south, love, as you can tell by my accent. No, I get so angry because I came here the right way from a very fortunate country and got the runaround. And just prior to all the COVID rubbish, you know, some of my colleagues got booted out of the country because the companies wouldn't redo their visas. They were all on, like, special B2 visas. I was lucky I could stay because I was married. But it's like we lost so many great people that were skilled, that were contributing to the economy, that were renting apartments and leasing cars and going out to eat. And we were healthcare workers, like, you know, oncology nurses. And I just kept telling them, go find a man, go get married. They won't kick you out then. But no, they did the right thing. And it just infuriates me. And last year, my green card expired and I sent all my paperwork away. Within 1 week of sending that paperwork away, they cashed that check, but I still haven't yet to get a new green card. So somebody's getting the money, but I'm still here. Like,
hold on, Jillian. Your friends were a bunch of hot Italian nurse chicks, and they couldn't find someone to marry them.
No, hot Australian. No, not Italian.
Or Australian. I'm sorry. They were hot Australian nurse chicks. They were Australian dimes, yeah. And no one married them.
Well, I guess they're just too classy. They didn't want to be labeled mail order brides. But
what's happened to this country? What has happened to this country?
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Illinois church goes woke, bans music and liturgical contributions by white people. Well, we're certainly in a very healthy place in this country. Biden's FEC nominee sued Georgia over Stacey Abrams' election loss, blamed unreliable voting machines. Isn't that odd? Democrats will question the integrity of every election they lose from now on, and they'll demand you certify the integrity of every election they win. That's the game. You choose how to play it. 30-year fixed mortgages cross 5%. Hold on. So just want to make sure I remember this right. The FEC, they already said, the Fed already said they raised rates once, and they're going to raise rates 6 more times this year. But after one rate raise, it's already at 5%. People are going to be paying 20% on a house. Dow loses 200 points. NASDAQ drops 2% as investors fear Fed rate hikes will slow the economy. Yeah, gee, I think there's a good chance they might. It took days for Biden's oil scheme to go up in smoke. Yes, they're not trying to solve problems. That's why they never solve problems. They're trying to ease the burn a little bit until election time. They don't care about the countries. They're not trying to solve problems. Palm Springs approves a study of a guaranteed income plan for trans residents to address widespread disparities. Look, I got to be honest. I wouldn't live in Palm Springs simply because I've been thrown out of some bars over there, and it's just not my kind of place. But if I was in Palm Springs and they passed something like this, I would just stay. I'm a chick now. And I'd start getting guaranteed checks every month, right? It's my money. It's my tax money. Gosh, I'm such a genius. You guys didn't think of that. All right, tomorrow on the Jesse Kelly Show, we're going to have more fun, I promise. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.